بسم الله بسم الله بسم الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سورة التين، سورة نمبر 95. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون. فما يكذبك بعد بالدين؟ أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين؟ بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Human life is between a mysterious, miraculous manifestation of a divine light, which we experience as life itself. This is my life. And we are obsessed by it, prolong it, because it appears to us in time. That's why we want more time, more years, more. This is all an echo of the Ruh itself, which is timeless. The human soul or spirit or Ruh is a manifestation of the divine sacred source itself. So it's boundless, eternal, everywhere, and can never be confined in space or time. So the surah says, by the need of physical nourishment that earth provides so that the human body and mind becomes a reasonable home for the ruh. How the link is between the physical material and the ultimate light of lights. This amazing chain is within the nature of human being to understand. You have to care for your health, for your well-beingness, and more than all, you have to be in reference and calibration with your own soul or ruh, which is the divine grace upon you. So by this amazing continuation which have occurred from the early times of evolution, where cultures and civilizations were knitted together, connected together, such as the fig tree, how easy it is to help to propagate it, how easy it is for us to benefit from it, fresh and dry and in between, and zaytun, the two fruits that are symbolic of Musa and Isa. The often used, one of them is to do more on the east, one of them to do more of the west. But take it that these two fruits, the zaytun and the teen, are ancient and they have been used by simple people, sophisticated people, and luxury people, and so on. Waturi Sinin and the Mount of Sinai, again, where a lot of events in the last 10, 20, 30,000 years have taken place. It is in human nature wanting to discover what is it that brought us to this earth? What is it that caused us, gave us life? What is it that we aspire to constantly realize and experience its grace? Is it on that mountain? Is it during this pilgrimage? Or where and how? It's the biggest drive in human being to look for a future that is the best of the best. There are no doubts in it. There are no uncertainties in it, as our day-to-day life is. We are hanging on air and water. How do we know what's going to happen? It may be that we wanted A, B, C, and D in order to feel happy and content. You may get them all and you'll be more miserable. It's not in our hand, yet we have to participate. Each one of us have to do whatever we can in the hope of better destiny, in the hope of tomorrow better than today, in the hope that after death it is more glorious. In this zone, we can act. But when death opens the gate of the infinite, there is no more the illusion of action. And that is why rituals such as prayers and pilgrimage and fast and all of these are natural in us to want to perform and benefit from. وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينِ. We all want to have the security of a home or a house or a country or a town. It includes even a pure heart, because that is what harbors your own soul. And Balad al-Amin traditionally is in reference to what they call Mecca. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. The complex, amazing makeup of the human being, physical, material, animal, and a divine light that is above all the angels. This is the essential basic nature and composition of the human being. One side, it is boundless and eternal, and the other side is material and earthly. So we have been put in this form, in this state, to encompass the earthly situation, that which has a beginning and an end and cycle after cycle, and the heavenly light. ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. If you think of someone in their late 20s, early 30s, strong physically, materially, mentally, sharp, and think of them when they are very old, or when they are very ill, and all when they are on their deathbed. It, as an entity, as a human being, as an animal, you began, you rose, and you are declined, and you have succumbed and ended. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ. This business of decline and disintegration is excluded from those who have awakened to the eternal light of their own soul by faith, trust, and accountability at all times, doing what they can for the flow of nature from that command of be ultimately back to the light which had enabled it to be. It says, those who have lived by their faith and have done their best, their reward is endless. Their reward is their own ruh, and the ruh is divine. So if you have awakened to your true nature, which is divine, boundless, and eternal, then none of these fears come to you. Your body will disintegrate. You leave your body and your mind, but the real you, the ruh, the nur, the cause of life in you continues, carrying some of the traces that you have taken upon you in this world. And then, therefore, fear, anxiety, concerns, misery, suffering is all to do with the lower nature of man, to the animal within us, to that which is subject to creation and death, not the ruh. فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْدُ بِالدِّينِ. And this is the path, this is the way, this is the duty and purpose of human being on this earth. So how can you deny that now? So you are here for this purpose, to participate and enable this amazing divine light in your own heart to overcome all of the other shadows which are earthly and to do with lower consciousness. أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين؟ Isn't the creator, the master of it all, the greatest in his wisdom and judgment in every way? Once you recognize that, then you have no fear and no anxiety. Then you know what governs existence, known and unknown, according to patterns that have been, that are the web, if you like, emanating from the ever-present, everlasting, perfect master of all, Allah Azza wa Jalla.